When you talk about bass fishing, you always think about the southeastern part of the country, but boy, I tell you what, lately the guys from the north and the guys from the northeast have been doing it to them. Also the guys from the west, but they're kind of southeastern guys, really, if you think about it. But anyway, when you look at these guys that are coming out of the north, coming out of the northeast, you start thinking about some hammers. Kevin Van Dam, Mike Iaconelli, on and on and on. Well, with me today is a guy by the name of Jimmy Ward. And Jimmy, you know, you're living in Buffalo, New York. You know, it's got to be still a glacier there.
Oh, I know. You know what? It's actually been cold all week long, so you know, I'm hoping to get out there real soon. And because right now the smallies are they're feeding real heavy, and they're getting ready for the spring action here. I think they're ready for the warm weather too. So,
well, you know, you look at how a guy tries to figure out he's going to be a bass fisherman, and you know, once you go a couple times, you get eaten up by it. But when you think about, you know, a guy coming from Buffalo, New York, you start thinking Lake Erie, you know, and the smallmouth bass fishery and maybe cutting your teeth there. Is that how that happened?
Yeah, you know what? Ever since, you know, I can remember, you know, just watching Bassmasters, and I grew up fishing in a creek behind my house. So, you know, I grew up fishing, you know, with the spinning rod in my hand, and you know, as soon as I got my hands on a boat, we went out there catching the smallies, and that's basically what my forte is. But you know what? I actually would prefer, you know, flipping dock and basically more or less of a power fisherman. I mean, I'm 6 foot one, 220 pounds. I think I'm 220 pounds of twisted steel and sex appeal. I'm too sexy to have that spinning rod in my hand. I need to have the biggest stick in my hand with some rope on it and yanking some big green fish out of the thickest stuff I could find. And you know what? I actually would rather do that than fishing for the smallies. It's just, don't get me wrong, I love catching 20, 30, 4 or 5 pound smallies all day long. In fact, I think we have the best smallmouth fishing in the country up here. But, you know, I'd rather be chucking and grinding all day and flipping docks and pulling some big fish out of the big stuff.
All right, now wait a minute. You got me thinking here a little bit. You know, I got this guy that grew up with the Snoopy rods, you know, out there throwing those little bitty small baits and all this stuff. Now you've changed my whole idea of what Jimmy Ward's about. You're kind of a grinder then. That's what you're telling me, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, I love fishing for the smallies, but just the type of fishing that you have to do to catch them out here in Lake Erie, you know, that the drag and drift, it's fun, it's exciting, but, you know, it's just not my style because I grew up, you know, watching these guys on TV and trying to emulate what they were doing. So I could go down to my creek behind my house, and I'm flipping wood. I'm flipping everything I could possibly find because I know, you know, if I ever was going to make it, I got to fish against these guys from down south who are fishing 200-300 days a year, where I'm only fishing maybe 100 to 150 days tops up here because of the weather.
Well, you know, you got to think that's going to play into your hands because you're going to have all kinds of fisheries you're going to have to fish. I know you're fishing Everstarts, you're fishing the Opens, some of those kind of things, but you're going to have to move across the country and know all the techniques. I mean, a guy that's versatile may not be the guy that wins every event, but he's going to stay up there and be Mr. Consistency.
Yeah, and I really try to do that. I try to be... Wherever I go, I do a lot of research on the water. I try to figure out what the fish are doing. I see how the tournaments were won, you know, in past years, to see what I need to do when I get there. So, and that's what I really focus on, is the pattern of what the fish are doing at that time. And that's what, you know, the way I fish. I mean, obviously, I have my favorite ways of fishing, but, you know, whatever the fish are doing, they're going to dictate to me what I need to do. And that's what I try to do to catch them.
Well, you know, you got your head on, right? Because one of the things you're doing is you're trying to do it. You're taking those steps that are necessary to make it to the tour and to be a full-time angler, but you're doing it the right way. You're kind of taking the things to go out there and really learn if you can do it or not and really go out there and work hard and really get after it. But you've got a great new sponsor that's saying, hey, we want you to go out there and do it right.
Yeah, you know what, Terry? It has been a long, hard process. You know, back when I was 25, I had credit card in hand. I was ready to go. I signed up for the Invitationals. And my father sat down and he said, he goes, if you want to make it, this is not the way to go about doing it. Finish your schoolwork up, you know, get your college done, and then, you know, think about doing it. So what I did was, you know, after I got done, because I'm in pharmaceutical sales and I have a bachelor's in business and I'm just finishing up with my MBA. So I really sat down and took a hard, long look at fishing and what I need to do to be successful out there. I wanted to have the highest amount of reward for the lowest amount of risk. And the way I thought was the best way to do that was not to focus on my fishing so much and just go out there and tear up all the leagues. It was to focus on the sponsorship part of it. When I hooked up with Jasper Engines and Transmissions, I'm telling you, they're going to be one of the top sponsors that bass fishing has ever seen. I mean, they've been in the sponsorship business with NASCAR for probably over 20 years. And to bring that NASCAR feel into professional bass fishing and the way the professional bass fishing is going right now, I think it's really going to be a great match, and we're going to be doing a lot of cross-promotional stuff with their NASCAR driver and their Truck Series driver, so it's going to be awesome. But it was, you know, Terry, it was if you don't like having a lot of doors slammed in your face, you know, don't do it. Because I basically developed a business plan. I wanted to basically, what I wanted to do was, I'm not going to go fish the tour unless I have the sponsorship first. And then I, you know, once I get out there and start fishing the tour, and I'm fishing against these top guys, you know, then I can work on my fishing end of it. You know, just fishing the other stuff that I've been fishing, tweaking things, getting my confidence up, you know, that all helps. But I really honestly believe that the fishing part of it plays a very small part. I mean, in fact, in my resume, I don't even have any stats in there. My resume is basically marketing. I'm selling Jimmy Ward, and I'm selling professional bass fishing. And the combination of the two, it's a no-brainer for these sponsors out there, especially if they're already a NASCAR sponsor. They see the money that they're spending in NASCAR. And to take that kind of money and equate it into professional bass fishing, which is, you know, almost a cross-promotion right there in itself, it's almost a no-brainer for these guys. You really have to sell it the right way. And I believe, you know, with Jasper Engines and Transmission, I did that. And that's why, you know, I think I'm going to be successful now, because I have the backing. I don't need to have that credit card in hand and just try to, you know, do it that way.
Well, you know, you look at this thing, and I think that's where a lot of people are missing the boat, is the fact that they don't realize that the business part of this is probably as critical or more so than the fishing part. You know, they think, if I go out and catch them, I'm going to be fine. In reality, it really is the opposite. Is you got to go out there, you got to find the people that will support you, do a good job for them, and then in turn, make the fishing work for you too.
You know, you're so right when you say that, because especially now the way the tour and everything is starting to shape up, and it's really starting to take off here. I mean, we're right at the cusp of blowing this thing right out of the water. If you don't look at the business side first and the sponsorship side of it first, I don't care if you're winning every tournament you're fishing, either at a BFL, you know, Everstart or an open level, that's not going to do as much for you as the business side. Once you have the business side down and you have that backing of major sponsors, and Jasper Engines and Transmission, they're a major sponsor, and they're not even in the fishing industry. This is the first time that they're going to step in the fishing industry. Once you have that, you're going to be successful on the fishing side, because now you're out there. You're competing with the best. You're dealing with the stress of being on the road, you know, having a four-day tournament, you know, fishing against the top fishermen in the world, and, you know, that side of it. And I really did. I approached everything just like a business. You know, I wanted to make sure I had a mentor in case I had any questions, just like if you're a successful business person in the corporate world. Every successful person's had a mentor, and I got a good buddy who fishes the tour, Frank DiBelletti, and he's been there, you know, every step of the way, giving me good advice. And anytime I ever had a question, you know, I talked to him about it, and it's just been a great process. But it's been a very long process, and if you, like I said, if you don't like having doors slammed in your face, forget it. Don't even try to attempt it.
Well, I always try to stick somebody else's shoe in the door when I go in. That way, when they slam it on me, it's somebody else's foot that gets stuck in there. What do you think about
exactly.
that? Well, you know, you talk about Frank. He's a Bagley fisherman and has done a great job of promotion and works really, really hard for his sponsors. A lot of good feedback from him, so a good mentor to have.
Oh, yeah, and you know what? We're professional athletes. I mean, I was a college hockey player. You know, I had a minor league deal that I turned down because I was, you know, worried about my fishing side of thing, but we're professional athletes. Just look at the NFL draft. These guys that just got drafted, these guys are professional athletes. Who do they have around them? They have a team of people before they even get out there and become a professional athlete. I mean, they have their agents, they have their accountants, their tax guys, you know, a good financial planner. And that's what I did. I surrounded myself with all the right people, just as like if I was going to open up my own company. Because I'm looking at this as opening up my own company. Because when I quit my job in pharmaceuticals, you know, I have to support my wife and my two kids. And if you don't do that, if you don't have a solid business plan, you just go out there with a credit card in hand, which nowadays is almost going to be impossible with the way, you know, the tour is being structured. I mean, you might as well forget it. And if you have a bad year, what are you going to do then? I mean, you're basically starting from scratch just to build back up to get to that point. And besides Jasper Engines and Transmissions, I really surrounded myself with really good fishing sponsors I've been with a while. You know, I believe in them. I mean, with Ranger Boats, Mercury Motors, Lowrance, Rapala, Mustad, Picasso Precision Lures, Plano, P-Line. I mean, the list goes on and on. But these are solid sponsors that I've been with for a while, and you know, I've been growing with, and they see the potential. And, you know, they're going to be with me every step of the way here.
Well, Jimmy, we look forward to seeing how this thing plays out for you, and we appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Army Radio.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on here, and I really appreciate everything Bass Fan you guys do here, because during the winter months, if it's not for you and reading everything on Bass Fan, I don't know how I would make it through.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Army Radio.